Well, I couldn't have had a better intro into this than Loyal's testimony. And I too want to thank the church for being there for the Loyal's family and responding so well last week. It's a gift. It's a huge blessing to be a part of a church that cares the way you do. One of the most basic needs, or one of the most important needs that God wired us with, is a place to belong. A place to belong. It's so evident in all human relationships. And you see the result of, the consequence of it, when there's a lack of belonging. Eventually it leads to ultimately suicide. And God's given the church a huge gift of belonging. First of all, to Him. Those of us who are His children, have been adopted into the family of God. We are His children. We have a huge sense of belonging there. And then to belong to the worldwide body of Christ, all our brothers and sisters around the world, we feel that connection. And then I believe He's given us the local church, where we can interact and encourage and grow and sharpen each other and care like we did last week, and many other examples that are evident in our church. God's given us that huge gift to belong to a local body as well. And one of the roles of the local body is for spiritual growth. It's for care. And I like 1 Thessalonians 5:11, where it says, "Encourage one another and build each other up." So we're commanded to encourage and build up. And so I just want to challenge each of you with that thought this morning. This morning we'll be taking in a group of believers who want to call this their home and plug in here and use their gifts and talents in the local body here, and we're excited for that. So I'm going to ask them to come up this morning, stand behind me, and they'll give a short testimony of their walk with God, and then I'll ask the question and then a response from you as a church. Then afterwards, after the service, they're going to be up here again, and you can come up and welcome them to the body here. So if you all want to come up, I just want to thank the family for being here. Numbers of families are here to support, and that's great. So it's good to have you here. I'm going to have my mom and dad go first, and they're going to sit back down. The rest are going to stand the whole time. So,
I want to begin with the words of an old song, and it goes like this: God has not promised skies always blue, flowers strewn pathway all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. I became a Christian when I was around 11 years. At the time, I didn't know the journey God had for me through the years. There have been joys as well as sorrows, times when praying was difficult, but God was there and still is today. I appreciate the life that is manifest here, and also the love and care for each other. I want to thank you for the welcome and want to be a blessing for God and to others.
Greetings to each one of you. We come to you as sinners saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus. I think of that song, God leads His dear children along, and that's been a precious experience for me as I think of God's leading in our life. And so we're here this morning and your presence to become a part of this congregation. And we're happy for the privilege to do that. We thank you for your hospitality and for your receptive and your love and extending your hand to us. It's been a blessing. I was meditating in the scripture about David and his message that he has for us in the Psalm 71. And he's especially speaking to aged people in this psalm, and he's reminding us of our privilege to be a part of his family. And I just want to share a few verses, and then I'll be through. It says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. That's my desire, that my life would reflect the love that God has extended to us. I want to thank you and Lord bless you.
Well, good morning. I'm Johnny Ash, and I look forward to receiving my membership as part of the church here. I'm thankful for all the friends that I've made already, and I look forward to being a supporter and to also be admonished by y'all. I developed a more personal relationship with Christ probably in my mid-teens. And I count it as a recommitment when I gave my life for him. I believe he in my early years, I remember becoming empty and accepting Jesus, but maybe a little more later on, I had an experience where I believed in the power of the Holy Spirit in my life and felt his protection and his direction a little more clearly. And it seems like God has kept me since that time, just kept me from places. I felt his protection a lot more strongly. But I believe Jesus has come to be my Savior, and I believe God sent him to become sin for all of us, and I accept his sonship. I believe in this journey that as a Christian, it's part of... it's part of the journey is the fruits of a Christian. So it's not that I do things like outreach or a ministry or a missionary work out of duty, but it's part of the Christian lifestyle. I count this as a commitment to God, but it isn't a burden. It's a verse I thought of sharing is Ephesians 3:20. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think through the power of his. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. He is able to do. And as we open ourselves to him, he will continue to work in our lives.
Morning. My name is Jethro Horst. I sat in the first membership class that they took, and the one guy says, "Are you in the right class?" And Galen assured him, "Yes, he is in the right class." I guess I've been coming here for a while that people might have assumed that I was already a member. But my former church was 6th Street in Philadelphia, a small little inner city church. I enjoyed it. I love the people there. They're still in my hearts. But about 3 years ago, I got married. My wife, Roxana, comes to this church. So with a little bit of prayer and thought and waiting, over the last 3 years of waiting, I've decided that I would like to make this my home church. That's if you all accept me and want me to be here. So a verse in Acts chapter 2 I'd like to read. It says, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." And then it says, "And they, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." So I guess I see my journey as being following the early church in that way. Peter preached, their hearts were pricked, they accepted Christ, and the church started, and I'm 2,000 years later. I was aware of my sin. I confessed my sin. Jesus forgave me. And I'm on a journey. And I want to be used in God's kingdom however he wants. Those of you that were here yesterday, the men's for the mentoring, a little talk on that. One thought that stood out to me is Satan never attacks a group of men, but usually one man at a time, he takes them down. So I see my need to be a part of a group of accountability, and I also want to be committed to encouraging and building each other up.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Nell. I'm also excited to become a member of this body for the fellowship, and I enjoy being able to talk to people and just interaction with kind of what he was saying, being accountable and being able to talk to everyone. I accepted Christ in my life at a young age, and growing up, I had a great childhood. Great parents are actually here to support me today. I owe a lot to them. But as I was growing up, I did a lot of things because I had to. I guess not necessarily because I wanted to. I got to a point where I really tried hard. I wanted to be a good person, and I wanted to make God happy. So I worked hard at my life, and it was still empty. So I felt unfulfilled. I kind of turned away. And then God drew me back to him and showed me that he already saved me and that I don't have to earn my way to find his love and his grace. And once he changed my heart from earning my salvation to accepting him and seeking him, that's when my life changed, and that's when I started actually caring about the roles, and that's when I actually started to actually wanted to do stuff that I read in the Bible. Instead of it being hard for me, and instead of working hard to get there, that's when that started to become almost second nature. I wanted to do it because I want that relationship with God. And through that journey, then God gave me kind of a vision and a passion of where he wants me to be and some of what he wants me to do. First, I'll share with you what I feel like he wants me to do is, I always wanted to kind of be a missionary. I told different people that I don't want to be the person supporting a missionary out there in the field. I'd rather be that missionary. That just always sounds a lot more exciting to me, and that's kind of the way I am. I like change, and I want to be out there kind of on the front line. But as I got older, God showed me that being a missionary isn't just going to another country. Being a missionary can be right here in your home. And it took me a little while to see that, but it's kind of hard to do here. But I feel like that's God's heart for me. And also, I have a burden for people in my area, which I live about an hour from here in Dover, PA. I can still see, or growing up the way I did, kind of stuck trying to earn their salvation. And I know how empty that is, and that really, really bothers me, and I really have a heart for those people. And then also, I want to kind of tell you what God's vision, where he wants me to be. And this is why I really would appreciate your help. if you ever have concerns or questions, I'd love to talk to any one of you. But reading the Bible, from what I understand, is when I'm, if I'm full of God and I'm going to start impacting the other people's lives, and the fruit of the Spirit, God says, he'll know you by your fruits, and I'll start to have peace that passes understanding. I'll have a love for other people, and two things are going to happen when I'm full of God, and when I'm either I'm going to impact other people's lives, I'm going to change people's lives around me, or I'm going to have persecution. When I'm full and the light of God is coming out of me, either the light is going to change people or the darkness is going to resist me. And I kind of like the first one, where I'm going to change people. But also, I want to be ready for when the darkness is pushing against me. And I don't want that to scare me, which it does kind of a little bit. But I want that to, I want to be able to rejoice when I have persecution, because that's in the Bible. And I want to be able to count that a joy, because either way, when two of those things happen, God's going to be glorified. And I want my life to glorify God. I don't want it to be about me. But so that's kind of my vision. That's what I'm like, help. But thank you.
Well, I've been coming here since I was 2, so I hope you know my name is Amy. This definitely feels like home to me, so I'm excited to finally become an official member. I was thinking, what is my favorite thing about Life Fellowship? And we often hear, or I hear, how we are a relationship church, and I have definitely experienced that. And looking around this room, it is a room full of my friends. And I just want to thank you so much, for so many of you have poured into my life through encouragement and blessing and allowing me to struggle and speaking directly into my life. And I am so grateful for that, and a church that I feel safe in. And so I'm excited to become a part of this and a part of you. And they said we could share prayer requests, and I have a lot of prayer requests. But one thing specifically, you can pray for my school. I think I get a lot of big dreams, which is nice, but sometimes I bite off more than I can chew, which that's nice too, because then God can get all the honor and glory, because I really need him a lot. And I do, and I could use your prayers a lot for that. So if you think about it, I'd appreciate that. And yeah, thank you so much for what you all offer to me and the people that, yeah, you impact. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jarrell Sensenig. I've been coming here for about a year now. And one thing I told our class when we were having our classes for the new membership was the crazy part about my testimony is probably most of it happened in the last couple of years. But I, just to, so you know a little bit about me, I accepted the Lord when I was 12, and I went to Faith Mennonite from then until now. And through that time, it was a blessing to grow up in an environment like that. After I turned 16 and got my driver's license, the later years of my teenage years, I definitely took a path that I'm not proud of in any way. But later, maybe a year and a half ago, I went to India on a mission trip. And over that time, God really worked in my life. He showed me a lot of things that I need to work on. He really encouraged me in that time to lead out and find out what his will is for my life. And it was hard. I experienced a lot of things there that it wasn't a long time that I was in India, but it was definitely a good time, and I would say it was a life-changing experience for sure. And I came back from that, and I was all hyped to go on another missions trip and get out of here again. And go out and experience the world a little more and do mission trips overseas. And after I came back, God got me involved in some things here in Lancaster, with Bible studies, with James got me to join Bridge, and that's been a blessing for sure. And so there's things that happened that made me feel like my mission is here, just kind of like Ben said, is here in Lancaster for now. And it was hard for a little bit, but I think there's blessing in that, and I'm excited to join life and experience that here with you guys. When I came back from India, that's right around the time that I started coming to life. And I want to just say that, that it just really felt like a family here when I visited. There were certain people that every time I walked in the doors, they came over and said hi to me and wouldn't let me leave without making sure I was made feel known. Loyal is definitely one of them, and James. And I just I want to thank you guys for that. And a verse that I want to share with you this morning comes out of 1 Timothy 4:12. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." And I want that verse to be mine. And I'm excited to go on from here and strengthen my personal relationship with God and do that with the family here at Life. So I want to thank you all for that, and I'm excited to see what God has in the future.
Hi, my name is Glenda Sensnick, and I am excited to become a member here at Life Fellowship, and I feel very welcomed here. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 5:16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I hope people can see Jesus in me. And I want to be the light to the world around me, and especially to a light to my children. I want them to grow up to be servants of Jesus, and I pray that I can just show them that light. And I just want to be the light around the world.
Good morning. My name is Stephen Sunstink, and I am looking forward to being a member of Life Fellowship. Everybody, I have lots of favorite verses. I know the verse of the Lord Shepherd. He should not want. I feel like the Life Fellowship is a shepherd for me, so I want to be a sheep for him. John 3:15, "Thou whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have ever eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life." Pray for me, and pray for me, raising my family, and thank you.
So those of you that know me well know that I'm like totally out of my comfort zone right here. I guess it's just, I tell my children to face their fears because I'll make them a stronger person. So maybe this will make me stronger. I feel pretty weak right now. But God is faithful, and he surrounded me with some loving friends. Loving ladies in this congregation, and I know they're praying for me as I speak. And I just want to take this time to thank Doug and Diane for small group and for leading small group. Like, I know your schedules were busy before you took on that responsibility, and it was actually a small group started with all new families here. And it just gave Dave and I a place that we could connect and plug into and find friends, so thank you for that. And also, I want to thank the ministry, too, that took time and sat with us and answered questions and just left us feel the heartbeat of this congregation. And so, yeah, thank you for that. I met the Lord when I was 14 after revivals at our church. My parents, our pastor, and the pastor that I preached that night were with me when I prayed the sinner's prayer and asked Jesus into my heart. It was a wonderful experience. It's like I could feel the weight of sin coming off my shoulders. It was amazing to feel clean and free. It was really, really good. I wish I could say that I've followed Jesus wholeheartedly every day since then, but yeah, that's not really my story. I've had seasons in my life where I've had much growth and closeness to God, and then seasons of little growth. Recently, I've been reminded of the verse in Psalms 51:7, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." When it snowed recently, it was just so beautiful. And Jesus has taken my sins away and made my heart whiter than snow, and it's just really white. And I'm thankful for forgiveness of sins, that God loved me, and he loves me even when I mess up. And I'm just really thankful for this, because I mess up a lot. Some things God is teaching me is to trust him and worry less, pray more and worry less, have faith and worry less, and total surrender to his will, and to worship him, that every day, good or bad, I want to have a heart of worship. And in my devotions this morning, I have this inspirational app on my phone, and I use it for daily devotions. And I read Psalms 55, and verse 22 stood out for me. And Dave was pretty sure that the devotional was written just for me. It said, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." And a prayer request of mine is just that I would just really be able to kick this worry habit. Like, I don't want it to control my life anymore. So I ask you for help in that. Thank you. God bless you all.
Good morning to each of you, and our names are Dave and Janelle Breckville, if you didn't know that. I just want to say thank you for your love, your warmth, your friendship. Last Sunday when all that happened, just was near and dear, because Loyal was one of many that really made us feel welcome and loved here, and just thank the Lord for men like that and for people like that. And that's the way we felt with this congregation, the warmth. And some of you know our story, and I won't go into that this morning at all. But this morning I want to testify to the faithfulness of God and his faithfulness in our lives and leading us through the many challenges that have come our way, and his faithfulness to bring us to this point this morning, to lead us into a loving, caring, kind, but yet discipling church like this one. Lamentations 3:23, "They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness." And that's, as I said, I want to testify to the faithfulness of God in our lives. At a young age of 11, I answered God's call in my life at revival meetings in a church in our district. I grew up in the Rollinsville district, if any of you know which that is. And Ernie Mumall, which I'm sure a lot of you know, was the evangelist there that evening. I was young, but I felt the desperate need of a Savior that night. And what a peace it was when my mom prayed with me later that night beside my bed to feel the weight of sin come off, and the peace that came in when Christ cleansed me that night. The road has been up and down, but God was faithful. God has been faithful through all the experiences of life, even though at times haven't been so faithful myself to him. But for he was faithful for the many activities in the church that he had called me to do, and also helping me recover from a major back injury from a fall that I had experienced about 4 years ago. God has shown his faithfulness and testified to his faithfulness to leading us here to Life's Fellowship through the prompting of a neighbor and a close friend. He knows who he is. He's here this morning. I'm thankful for him. God truly is faithful in leading us to what we need to grow in our walk with him. He put us in a small group with a wonderful group of people that very quickly became close friends. To being under biblically sound and straight from the Bible preaching as we experience here each Sunday. What a faithful and awesome God we serve. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And that's my prayer this morning, and my prayer request is that I would continue to allow God to make us, to make me his workmanship, so that others can see him through me. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your acceptance, and we look forward to joining and being members here. And may God richly bless each one of you.
Thank you for each one of you sharing. I wish you could have had the opportunity to sit with each of these and to hear their bigger story. They all have a but God story of how God has worked in their lives. It's good to be in a small group with Dave. If you ever text Dave, you'll sense his humor. He has a lot of emojis that come with his texts. Dad and Mom, if you want to stand up and join us now. So I have a question that I'll ask them to affirm, and then I'll have a question for the congregation. Can you affirm that you have a growing relationship with God, and after reviewing our covenant, that this is what you believe, and that you are committed to accountability and responsibility as a member of this congregation? If you could just affirm that by saying yes. Okay, to the congregation, we believe that this is a body, and we're a part of a family. So can you accept them as members of this congregation and commit yourselves to stand beside them to accept and support and pray for them as part of the body here at Life Fellowship? And if you can do that, could you please stand? Now I ask the rest of you to stand as well. And Galen, would you come forward and have a dedication prayer?
Thank you, Lord, for this group of people that are plugging into our fellowship. Thank you for their many talents, their gifts, their abilities. And Lord, I just pray that you would take away any spirit of fear, and you give them love and power and a sound mind. Lord, I just pray that each one of us would do our part in helping them through the struggles that are everyday life. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to do that well as a congregation together. Pray this in your name. Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you for sharing. And like I said, afterwards, come back up and we'll have the church be able to receive you and welcome you.